Fella, by the time this video ends, you'll have 3 specific tools to protect yourself from a cancer diagnosis that might not even be real. Because here's what the National Cancer Institute and the Journal of the American Medical Association quietly admitted. Millions of people have been treated for cancers that experts now say should never have been called cancer. Not a conspiracy blog, not some fringe naturopath. The very institutions that run the oncology industry. And they didn't apologize, they just changed the labels and hoped you wouldn't notice.
That's an outrageous claim. Are you seriously saying that oncologists don't know what cancer is? That the entire diagnostic system is wrong?
I'm saying that in 2012, the National Cancer Institute assembled a panel of experts to reevaluate some of the most commonly diagnosed cancers. What they found was shocking. Conditions that had been called cancer for decades, treated with mastectomies, thyroidectomies, radiation, and chemo, were actually indolent lesions that should no longer be classified as cancer. Not dangerous, not life-threatening. And they quietly admitted it. No headlines, no apologies, just a footnote in a medical journal.
This is documented. In 2016, the Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology published a landmark study led by Dr. Yuri Nikiforov and an international panel of pathologists. They determined that a form of papillary thyroid cancer, encapsulated follicular variant, should no longer be called cancer at all. It was reclassified as a benign tumor because of its extremely indolent behavior. The word carcinoma was removed. For potentially thousands of patients each year, this changed everything. The study is public. JAMA Oncology, April 2016.
Wait, so you're telling me people had their thyroids ripped out, were given radioactive iodine, and put on synthetic hormones for life, or something that wasn't even cancer, and the doctors just changed the name and moved on?
They called it a reclassification. The patients called it Tuesday. The only thing missing was the Hallmark card. Sorry we removed your organ, it wasn't cancer. Our bad.
And it's not just thyroid cancer. In 2012, the NCI panel looked at certain breast, prostate, and lung conditions, including something called DCIS, and said, we need to stop calling these things cancer. They suggested dropping the word carcinoma from the name entirely. Why? Because that word scares women into surgeries they don't need. The truth is, in many cases, these lesions grow so slowly they'd never cause harm in a person's lifetime. They're not harmless, nobody's saying that, but they're also not a death sentence. And when you slap the label cancer on them, people panic and sign up for the most aggressive treatment available. That's fear in a lab coat, not a medicine.
Dr. Otis Brawley, former chief medical officer of the American Cancer Society, has publicly warned that the term cancer is massively overused in modern medicine, leading millions of patients to undergo unnecessary and traumatic treatments for conditions that pose little to no threat. The estimated number of women overdiagnosed and overtreated for breast cancer in the U.S. alone over the past 30 years is approximately 1.3 million. Most of those women never knew their diagnosis was questionable.
That's staggering. 1.3 million women, and they weren't told? How is that not malpractice?
Because the system is designed to treat, not to question. A mammogram finds a tiny lesion. The radiologist calls it suspicious. The pathologist labels it carcinoma in situ. The oncologist says, we caught it early. The surgeon removes the breast. Everyone gets paid. The patient survives and is grateful. She tells everyone, early detection saved my life. But here's the thing, Brian. It was never going to kill her. The cancer was never going to spread. It was a benign finding that was dressed up in scary language. And she never knew.
So the oncology industry has a brilliant business model. Diagnose healthy people, cure them, and collect a lifetime of gratitude. It's not healthcare. It's a loyalty program.
My sister-in-law went through breast cancer treatment and she lost her hair, her strength, her spirit. You're telling me that might have been unnecessary?
I'm telling you that Dr. Hardin Jones, a professor at UC Berkeley, studied cancer patients for 25 years. His conclusion? Patients with advanced cancer who refused conventional treatment lived an average of 4 times longer than those who received it. Now, his study was not randomized, and it has never been accepted by mainstream oncology. But the pattern he observed, that aggressive treatment is not always the answer, has been echoed by more recent research into overdiagnosis. The truth is, not every cancer is a death sentence. Some are indolent, some never progress, some regress on their own. The word cancer is not a verdict, it's a label, and labels can be wrong.
Dr. Barnett Kramer, former director of the NCI's Division of Cancer Prevention, said, we're increasingly concerned that the terms we use don't match our understanding of the biology of cancer, he added. Calling something cancer when it's not leads to unnecessary and traumatic treatment. These are not alternative health advocates. These are the people who run the system, and they're admitting the system is broken.
All right, I'm convinced this is a real issue, but what do I actually do if I'm sitting in a doctor's office and they tell me I have cancer? What's the first question?
You look them in the eye and ask, is this the kind of cancer that's been reclassified or debated? Mention DCIS, mention thyroid nodules, low-grade prostate lesions. Ask about active surveillance, where they monitor you instead of cutting you open. If they dismiss the question, walk out and find someone who won't.
Active surveillance? So you just watch it? That's a real thing? They don't rush you into surgery?
It's not only real, it's approved. For certain prostate cancers, it's now the standard of care. The medical system is slowly catching up to what the NCI admitted over a decade ago. But slowly means millions more will be overtreated before it changes. You don't have to be one of them.
So the official recommendation is panic, go broke, lose an organ, then read 10 years later that it wasn't necessary. The alternative is ask one question and wait. The first option pays for a new hospital wing. The second one doesn't.
Second thing, research overdiagnosis and overtreatment. The NCI has pages on this. Public information. Read what the system says about itself when it thinks nobody's paying attention. And while you're there, look into the natural methods that mainstream oncology won't mention.
Natural methods? Like what?
We've talked about this on the channel. channel, fasting. When you fast, your body triggers autophagy, a process where your cells literally eat their own damaged parts. Dead proteins, misfolded structures, precancerous cells. The Nobel Prize in 2016 was awarded for mapping exactly how this works. And baking soda, simple sodium bicarbonate, has been shown to neutralize the acidic environment tumors thrive in. But those are just two. There are dozens more. Vitamin C infusions, hyperthermia, heating the body to a temperature that cancer can't survive but healthy cells can. Herbal protocols that have been used for centuries. Embendazole protocols, mushroom extracts, juicing, sound therapy. The list goes on. And here's what the system doesn't want you to know. There are documented cases of people reversing their cancers with these methods. Not everyone, not a guarantee, but enough to know it's possible. Scans that show tumors shrinking, patients sent home to die who are still alive a decade later. The information is out there. You just have to look for it.
So the cure might already exist in 100 different forms, and none of them require a loan. The tragedy is that people sign up for poison because they're never told there's another path.
Now understand this. I'm not telling you to refuse conventional treatment. I'm telling you to explore every option. Find a practitioner who understands both worlds, conventional and natural. Someone who won't laugh you out of the room when you mention autophagy or sodium bicarbonate. Take responsibility for your own health and never make a decision out of panic. Third, understand you have time. Cancer isn't a bomb. Get the pathology report. Read it. Research everything. The system wants you panicked, so you sign the forms before you've even Googled your diagnosis. Your only defense is to slow down and get informed.
So the whole thing runs on fear. They drop the C word, and you hand over your body and your bank account.
Now ask yourself, if you were running a $1 trillion industry that depends on terrified patients, would you want them calm, informed, and asking questions? Or would you want them panicked, compliant, and signing forms before they've even explored their options?
Fear is the business model, and the product they're selling isn't treatment, it's urgency.
The system wants you passive, terrified, and reaching for the most aggressive option. But you are not a victim. You have the right to question everything, especially when the experts themselves have admitted they were wrong. Ask the question, do the research, explore every option, conventional and natural, and reclaim your power. May awareness be with you.